God brought about his good and perfect will through extreme suffering. We don't like to hear that because, again, we're creatures of comfort, and our primal instinct is run from pain, run to comfort. But we cannot, don't dismiss this. If you dismiss this, you can't understand Jesus. You can't understand what Jesus did for you. We have to understand that there are times, many times, that God sovereignly ordains and permits great suffering in our lives to bring about his good will. Jesus is the master blacksmith. He's the one who takes us and all of our raw material, bears us again through the power of his Holy Spirit, through the work of Jesus, and he takes us there into the woodshed, and he puts us in the furnace of suffering. And he makes us glowing hot and red through the fires of pain. He takes us out of that suffering, and he takes us literally behind the woodshed. We don't like that. Nobody wants to go behind the woodshed and pick a switch. But God takes us behind the woodshed, puts us on his sovereign anvil, and he starts hammer blow after hammer blow, not in hate, but in love. And he shapes us, and he shapes the path for us. This is not an unkind thing for God to do. This is what a master blacksmith does to bring about goodness, to bring about beauty, to bring about his perfect will, and to end up with this refined product. The gospel to the ends of the earth, accomplished through suffering. I want to challenge you this morning to view the suffering in your life differently. Why you got to talk about this? Don't do this. Challenge you to view the suffering in your life differently. When we encounter suffering, most of the time, our first reaction is, how can I get out of this, right? Give me a cure, give me a way out, give me a gift, give me some sort of escape. And we want out of that suffering. Get me out now, get me out quick. But I don't think that's God's plan for us 99% of the time. God's plan for us is not to get us out of suffering. It is for us to get something out of suffering. Say that again. God's plan for us is not to get us out of suffering. It is for us to get something out of suffering. God is interested in using suffering and pain and difficulty to refine us and to refine our path. So when you're suffering, many of you are. Many of you have family members. Many of you have children or grandchildren or a cousin or a nephew or a niece that is suffering and they want out. Just tell me how to get out of it is what they'll say. The best thing to do for them and the best thing to do for your own soul to coach your soul, give yourself spiritual advisement is to say, I need to pray this prayer. Lord, what are you trying to teach me through this difficulty? Lord, how are you shaping me through this difficulty? Lord, how are you transitioning my path through this difficulty? Because that is exactly what God was doing for the church. God was transitioning the path through great suffering. He moved them from Jerusalem, and he scattered all of them except for the apostles to the ends of Judea and Samaria. Thousands, 10,000s, hundreds of thousands of people without the gospel now had the gospel because as they went, verse 4, they were preaching the word. Don't discount the value of suffering. Don't discount the use of suffering in God's sovereign hand.